This is episode 123 on July the 3rd, 2015.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
I'm Matt Hoffman.
I'm Mark Sadowski.
And I'm Shannon Guy.
Yay.
I'm just going to throw that in there.
Do it. Yeah. That's the way I set you up. I set it up and you knocked it out of the park. Well done, Shannon.
That's right.
Joe was going to be like, no, intercepted, but he was spiked.
I almost balked.
I'm mixing sports analogies here, so let's carry on.
Sports ball goal.
Well, I'm back, and I want to say thank you to everyone who wished us a the well wishes for our new daughter. She is super cute, and we're really, really thrilled. And yes, Craig, it's still July 3rd.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah, happy birthday. But it's hard to be away from the show because I love, you know, doing it, but I have to say that having a little baby is a good excuse not to be on the show. But how are you guys doing? Let's start with you, Matthew.
I am good. Learning to fly my quadcopter better.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that's mostly what I've been doing.
How's that been going?
Good. I haven't gotten it stuck anywhere that it shouldn't be. since the tree episode.
That implies that he's been getting it stuck in places that it should be getting stuck in. And I want to see the video to that.
I haven't shot any video yet just because I haven't really been anywhere interesting with it.
Right on.
And I'm going to do some modifications to the camera because I don't like the way the camera's like oriented on it. So I got to take some tools to it.
Right on.
Yeah. It's bound to go well.
Yeah.
Attach your iPhone to it.
You guys don't look at the chat room.
All right, what happened? Something interesting happened?
I said the wrong date. They're picking on me.
Oh, it's July 2nd. Oh, by the time it's I post second. This, it'll be July 3rd. It's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, really, since I'm the one who's actually recording it, you'll be lucky if this gets out on the 5th.
Sorry, Matt. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. That's really all I've been doing. I've just been I'm getting kind of obsessed with this thing, to tell you the truth.
You actually inspired me because I now want to get a drone. And after watching the commercial online for that Lily.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that thing's that thing's cool and everything, but it's no fun because you don't really fly it.
No, but it would come in handy in certain things. I would want that as
like
well
landscape
as.
Landscape photography.
Well, more.
Keeping tabs on your kids.
Yes.
Oh, my God, that would be brilliant. Well, that would only work after the fact then. If my kid something happens to my kids, it's not like the thing is going to return to me and tell me. So no, it's Put
well,
James in the chat room said nude beaches. If that's the case, then the I would actually have to have a proper drone, not one that would follow me around.
Do they have nude beaches in the great northwest?
Northwest? How would I know? I'm in New England.
I know, but he's in Canada.
Is he in the northwestern part of Canada?
I thought he was over in the BC area. I could be wrong, but I digress. Yeah, I saw the that commercial for the what was it called again?
Oh, wait a minute. He does have a nude beach there. Ooh. So, hey, Vancouver is the place to go.
I'm taking a trip.
I think this one is appropriate.
I'm getting tingly.
You may not like that soundbite, but it was fitting.
No, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Now, this is me imagining what the nude beach is like. What it's like in reality is going to be a whole different thing. It'll be a shocker.
Well, you could Google it and go to images and be severely disappointed.
I will hold off on that.
Speaking of being disappointed, wait, I have nothing.
I was going to wait till you called on me on that one.
No, I saw the commercial for that quadcopter that follows you wherever you go. So if you do like action sports or, have some sort of a creative way to, you know, get a good movie, I thought it was pretty cool, but I don't think I'd ever own one of those. Unless I can convince my work that I need it because of quality control.
There you go. Always looking for the write-off.
So, what about you, Matt? Mark?
I've been preparing for tomorrow. Tomorrow is the fireworks display, since tomorrow is the 3rd and or the 4th, depending on when you're listening to this, or where you're listening to it. So I'm getting ready for nighttime festivities. But in addition to that, I will be going out in the morning to do some iPhone photography at some local waterfalls. So,
wow, what a surprise.
Yeah, I know. It's riveting stuff. The first time I did some video, it just never came out very well. So this time I hope it's going to go a little bit better. That's why it's local stuff. I don't want to head up into the White Mountains and waste time trying to do video like I did last time. Mm. Yeah. Turns out video is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just depends on the person.
Yeah,
how
okay.
much practice you have.
Well, speaking of video, if you check out the Tiny Shutter channel on YouTube, you will find my review of the Foldio 2.
Yes.
And
which I made fun of, but really it was good.
It was okay. I've come to the conclusion that when I do stuff indoors, even though this is Tiny Shutter and that we're focused on using iPhone or iOS gear, I'm actually going to use a proper video camera video camera and microphone, because that quality just didn't hold up. And
Well, I think the focus of the video should be on the iPhone and iPhone stuff. I don't think that anyone's going to say, oh, you're not a purist, you didn't take the video about the iPhone with the iPhone. That's just craziness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I totally hear you, but I wanted to be the purist and see if I could do it.
No. The heck with that. That's not what we're here for.
So next time I'll do better. But when I'm outdoors, it's strictly iPhone and GoPro.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't have another video recording device. I think everything I have is just either a DSLR or my iPhone.
Dave in the chat room says use the iPad to take vids above the iPhone. That's exactly what I did on Wednesday when I recorded the stuff about the Foldio, and it didn't turn out very well. That's the result.
Oh. I was thinking, you know, the audio sounds a little off, and that makes sense.
Yeah.
The Foldio looked like it was getting the better of you.
Yeah, it was.
Like the whole thing was, it was turning into like a Foldio versus Mark battle it out. I was like waiting to see who was going to win.
If you touch it the wrong way, it'll partially collapse. And that's what I was talking about with the magnets.
You
got to
stop tickling it.
Yeah. I don't know. I like tickling the Foldio.
Who doesn't?
Right on.
It's still going to be a few weeks till I get mine. Apparently, there's whatever. I ordered it from some weird place, and they're really slow to get stuff out.
It's on their end, I bet. No,
I didn't order it from Foldio directly. I ordered it like through a third party.
Hang on for a second. I'm getting some feedback from somebody. There's some background noise. Is somebody playing with something?
I heard some tap, 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 but I didn't.
Oh, it's probably me.
Okay.
Oh. Messing with my computer. Sorry.
That's okay. To answer your comment there, even though you weren't asking a question there, it still has to come from Foldio, the guys who made Foldio, since they are the ones giving it to the third party to give to you.
Oh, well, it's the first one. It's not the
It's the first one. Okay, yeah. I thought you were getting the second 10 by 10. One.
Yeah, I wanted the small one because right I'm only going to take pictures of really small things.
Gotcha. All right, so yeah, it's totally on the third party.
Yeah.
Screw them.
Yeah, tell me about it. Don't tell me about it. Hey, you know what I thought of? This is unrelated to iPhone photography, but kind of related to our podcast and our cool little chat group here.
Right on.
All right, so we're celebrating our Independence Day, and I know that our Australian and our Canadian friends probably really don't care about that, but we all gained our independence from Britain. Something we have in common.
Oh.
I'm just looking for things, you know, to make us a little closer, to tie us all together so we could be more friends.
But didn't
are we
Canada
independent?
Well, Canada and Australia, I thought they were still part of the Commonwealth. So if the Queen of England decides, I think I'm going to be a monarch again and rule the world with an iron fist, that she would just take back the lands and dissolve Parliament and she'd be able to have them all back, wouldn't it? I mean, I'm not up to speed with my Canadian and Australian history.
All right, fine. Well, they're self-governing. They're a self-governing entity. It's kind of like independence.
James says the Queen is the Queen of Canada. Okay.
Fair enough. Works for me. Yeah. And the King? Tim Horton. And I, for one, welcome his rule.
Well, I did a little videoing of my own this last week.
Wait a minute. Hang on. Before we go into that, we still have to hear from Shannon. But 90% of our chat room is either from Canada or from Australia right now.
Yes.
And I think that's awesome. It is Independence Day. Everybody's probably going out on vacation and everything. So we are glad to have our allies. That the word I'm looking for? So right on. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Shannon, it's been a while.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
I am well. I'm actually not doing anything tonight. It's amazing.
Really? What are you wearing?
Do you really want to know?
No.
I do now.
No, we're good.
Well, just imagine it's awesome, all right?
There you go.
Oops. I've been working, and yeah, that's about it.
Your Instagram feed has been pretty wild.
Has it?
Well, I mean, by wild, I mean really good.
Oh, I was like, has it? I don't even know what I've posted besides my usual cat videos and pictures.
I watched the video where your cat was trying to play with the spinning fan.
Yes.
And I was
that video is actually a minute and a half long.
I watched all minute and a half thinking that the cat would try it.
So you watched 15 seconds of it.
Did I watch that? Oh, yeah, that's right. It would have to be
15
seconds.
I haven't posted the full video. But she sat on my husband's shoulder and he's standing up and I was sitting down in the recliner recording it. And she was sitting on his shoulder just staring up at the fan. And my husband was like, do you think she's going to go for the fan? I was like, yep, that's why I'm recording. And sure enough, she did.
Oh, I want to see
that. For the record,
that.
I watched 7 seconds of it.
You watched 7 seconds? That's impressive, yeah. Too.
Thanks.
I know. I mean, cat videos can be pretty boring, but I'm trying to break the internet, so.
That's the way to do it. That's a good start.
It was a struggle.
It was, yeah.
Sweet.
But... yeah, that's I'm boring.
Hey, that's all good. Joe was bored too, and he had another kid just to pass the time.
I see that.
You know,
I'm not that bored.
Come on. You are still young enough, you can have some more.
I'm sure I definitely could. But you don't have to birth them. That's the difference.
That's because
you get bored, you know, it's a one night thing. For us it's 9 months of pure hell.
James of the Cherum says, "Do you know who the father is yet, Joe?"
Well, apparently they all look like me, so I don't have to do any paternity tests. Poor things. They all look like me.
I was waiting for you to say it, not me.
Well, I videoed the birth. So I
now was that's, doing that's iPhone Tiny Shutter dedication right there.
That's right. From a distance, and it was all, you know, it was all PG. But I'll have to go through it and see if my wife's okay with me, you know, doing a portion and putting it on Tiny Shutter, just of our reactions. But we were gonna try and we wanted to record the last one, not the last, our third. And my wife gave birth before I could get the camera set up and everything else. It was like, oh, the baby's out. And I'm like, well, there goes that.
But, shot out like time, a cannon.
Yeah. This time I had the tripod and the my iPhone 4 sitting on it ready to go. So that all I had to do was just kick the legs out and start recording.
That was brilliant. Now, can we do it again at a different angle?
Yes. Take two.
You guys think you're funny.
I will get killed by my wife later on tonight.
But, yep, we're thrilled. Just, you know, it's all about, you know, creating memories. And, you know, when one of these days the kids will be like, oh, yeah, I want to see that again. And
somehow I don't think so. I'm going to go on a limb.
Whether or not my wife wants to watch it, that's a whole nother story.
I'm going
to
go on a limb and say they're not going to watch that.
Oh, believe me, they will. And when they get in trouble, they're going to watch it.
Well, okay, there's that. That's man, you're committed to discipline. I'll say that.
No. Yeah, it's
James in the chat room says, I hope you were talking about the tripod legs.
Yes.
When you were kicking things out.
Oh, I played the next generation Worf saying, you are now at 10, congratulations, you're at 10 centimeters. You may now give birth. And the midwife and her assistant and my sister-in-law and my wife just busted up laughing. I think that needs to be, you know, a ringtone every father who's about to become a father or a father all over again should have on their phone.
I want to see the video of that. They laugh till they laugh until your wife went into delivery mode and get this out of me. Yeah. You did this.
Her head spins around in a 360. Yeah. No. All right. Well, enough about us. Let's get into a topic that I know is going to, let's say, happen in the next 2 days, or depending on where you're at.
Focus point.
You were wasting too much time hiding.
Sorry.
Beating around the bush.
I know. Your finger got heavy, huh?
No, I was just like, why are we beating around the bush? It's 4th of July. We've already spoiled it.
Yeah. Let's talk about fireworks.
Yeah.
You know, every year people waste large amounts of money on fireworks because it's fun. And some people try to take pictures of it and or video. So I thought it would be a good idea to kind of talk about what we do in order to get, you know, the images that we want with fireworks. So does anybody want to go first and say what they've done in the past since, you know, 4th of July isn't now?
Well, I'm going to talk about the future since I've never photographed one with my iPhone.
Uh-huh.
I was hoping you guys would be able to tell us.
No, be able to what?
My firework photography with an iPhone has been extremely limited. I think like the big thing is kind of being close enough.
Yeah.
You have, you know, such a wide angle of view that, you know, even when you think you're pretty close, the fireworks end up showing up so little in your iPhone pictures. So to really, you know, kind of have them show up well in the frame, you really need to find a really close vantage point, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think it depends on how you're going to photograph it. Like, if you're up at an elevated position, then maybe having the wide angle is going to be nice. For example, if the fireworks over a body of water, then it's possible you could get a nice reflection in the water of the fireworks. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, almost all of my firework pictures that I took in my time in New England have they're all reflected in a lake, pretty much.
Yeah, we like using barges for some reason.
I'll tell you what, it looks pretty awesome.
I can't argue with that.
Good. I would encourage you not to.
But what I'm going to, here's going to be, this is my setup for tomorrow. I am obviously going to have a tripod with a mount that can hold my iPhone. I am going to bring both moment lenses, the wide angle and the telephoto, and I'm going to bring the shutter release, although earbuds would work just as fine. You want to be able to minimize the shake on your iPhone as much as possible. So having the shutter release function on an app is, I mean, it's not necessary because the iPhone's light enough. And if you have a sturdy enough tripod, you're not going to affect it too much. But, you know, every little bit helps. And then, of course, Slow Shutter Cam is going to be my choice of app to photograph the nice blur effect that the fireworks will produce.
It's a pretty solid plan.
Hopefully yeah. It'll work. Now, one of the things that you need to consider with the app is you want to have the blur at maximum, because if you're going to have it at a minimum, then you're going to get that crimping effect that you get that, you know, that I've mentioned it with waterfalls. Although with fireworks, it might not be too bad.
Yeah, I've never actually really thought about using a slow or long exposure to do fireworks. I think I'm going to have to give that a try.
Otherwise you just freeze it in time.
Yeah.
And that's no fun.
There's a few things about, number one, shooting at night that I think we need to address. Whenever you shoot at night, you need to be able to have a way to lock down the focus on the iPhone. That means you have to have at least something in the background that will give contrast for the focus to be able to lock, or else you're going to have out of focus shots. Another thing too is if you don't adjust your screen brightness, sometimes you don't know if you're getting the correct exposure, because the screen during the daytime will usually self-adjust to being very bright, and at nighttime it will self-adjust to being very dim for compensation. But you can make adjustments to maybe like halfway so that you can at least get a somewhat clear view of what you're looking at and what the photo may look like when you take it. I know for video, I had issues. I thought I was not getting a, a good enough exposure until I actually sat down and saw the images afterwards, the video, and it was perfect. I couldn't complain about it. But I was like worried the whole time, thinking, oh, this is going to be so dark. I'm not going to get good enough exposure out of it, and it's just going to be a total waste of time. But in reality, all it was the iPhone was automatically adjusting the screen for the amount of light that was outside. But I don't know. I'm going to try doing just regular still shots and see how well, because sometimes, you know, you sit there and it's like trying to shoot lightning. All right, here we go. And is it going to, okay, there. Oh, did I get it? And then all of a sudden you're going through, you know, it's a spray and pray type situation, trying to get the perfect still shot of fireworks.
Well, first of all, the lightning app is a whole different thing. We're not talking about that.
Well, no, absolutely. No. But, you know, the same thing with fireworks is that, you know, you can try to anticipate the shot, but how are you going to get the best shot? So I think that's something else that we probably will talk about next time and see how we did and if the shots that we took, you know, were good enough, or what would we do differently?
Well, all right. So you mentioned that's a good point. And with slow shutter cam, you have three settings. You have your motion blur, you have your light trail, and you have low light. And if one of them doesn't work, then I'll try one of the other settings. And
yeah,
the other thing to remember is that when you're talking about exposure, it works a little differently on the iPhone. I mean, the long exposure isn't necessarily actual long exposure.
No.
It's a series of stills that are merged together to create the blur. So you have that going for you, actually. But you're right. You're in a dark moment, and then all of a sudden it's bright light. So what you want to do is, when you see that first burst of light, that's when you snap your shot, because the that burst of light is going to be exposed for, and then let the slow shutterness continue, and you should be able to get a sharp shot after that.
Yeah. I did a video last year of some fireworks, and I was actually up close. If you go to my Instagram feed, you'll see I posted it today. If you go there now, you'll see it. It'll be the only one.
Hashtag Tiny Shutter, you'll see it.
Yep, on hashtag Tiny Shutter. And I did everything without any extra lenses or without a tripod. I handheld it. Did I handheld it? I sat down and I used my arms as a tripod, and had it pointed. And I did make some slight adjustments up or slight adjustments down, depending on where the certain fireworks were exploding. With a tripod, if you're going to, you know, try to make adjustments, sometimes you're going to get a jerky motion because you had tightened it down. But all I did was use my arms, and then the image stabilization for the video took it the rest of the way. And it's a really clean looking video. That's 15 seconds of probably about 6 or 7 minutes of fireworks. And after a while, your arm does get tired. Your arm starts to shake a little bit, but I think the image stabilization is able to compensate. Take a look at it and see what you think. Now, you may also, if you wanted low quality still images, you can actually use the video to get some stills out of it.
Because we at the Tiny Shutter encourage half-assing it. Way to go, Joe.
I think people need to get over that, you know, taking stills out of video.
Unless you're talking about 4K or 8K, then, yeah.
Well, I'll grab some stills out of that one video, and we'll do some comparisons.
Yeah, we're gonna have a chat with you later on, by the way.
All right. Are there any suggestions or maybe tips that you guys may want to throw out real quick before we kind of wrap things up on the fireworks?
Oh, is that what we've been talking about?
Oh my God, have I been that boring?
I don't really know what I'm going to do this year. I have a lot of different things I want to try, like a lot of different apps and stuff. So slow shutter cam is a no-brainer. Definitely going to use slow shutter cam. I want to try Hydro, though I'm pretty positive that's not going to give me the results I'm looking for, but I might try it anyway. I'm also going to try slow shutter cam. I'll probably put that in the manual mode and set it to 1 second shutter speed and then just lock the focus on that. So that's an easy app to use. Cool. I guess if I had like any tips that we hadn't already covered, it would be if you're going to use like the native camera app on your phone, then make sure you turn off the HDR function.
Yeah.
Because at night, it's really not going to do a whole lot of anything for your pictures, and it's also going to slow down the processing time.
So right.
Just turn that off and have a go at it. And then I would also say, like, from a composition standpoint, too, just, try to include some of the background or just the general scene. I think it just makes for a more interesting picture and gives a little bit more context to the fireworks rather than just a picture of black sky with an exploding firework.
And that's where the wide angle will come in handy for that. I hinted at that before, but yeah, you nailed it. Fireworks alone just doesn't really cut it. It's a great way to test out your skills, but having more landscape in there is just going to make that photo much more memorable.
Definitely. Cool. Let's do it. Let's blow some stuff up.
Hey, before we blow some stuff up, it's been a while since we've had one of these, so let me bring this up here. We need exciting music here. iPhone 6S rumors.
Whoa.
In particular to, it's relevant to us even. Like, check this out. iPhone 6 rumored to have a 12 megapixel camera with 4K video recording.
See, that's why I held out.
This is coming from, I'm seeing it from Mac Rumors, and they're saying that, this is coming from one of the Foxconn factories, the blueprints, the sketches, whatever it is, the patent, I don't know. But this is supposedly what they found. And it's also going to have 2 gig of RAM, and that's all there is right now.
Oh, let me ask you this. Is Apple going to pull a Microsoft and come out with iOS 10 instead of iOS 9 when the 6S comes out?
What are you talking about?
Why would they do that?
why would Microsoft do it? But they did it.
There was a reason why. I forget what the reason was.
The reason why they jumped from 7 to 10 No, they're on Microsoft, because I keep forgetting about Microsoft 8. They skipped 9 because of some coding in Windows.
I was just throwing it out there. But, no, I have a stinking suspicion that if they're claiming that we're going to get 4K video with the 6S.
Well, no one's claiming anything. It's just a rumor.
The rumor. If that's true, I'm going to go back to what I predicted before and say that we already have the capability of doing 4K. They're just going to unlock it with a iOS update.
Where are you smoking and where can I get some of that?
I'm just trying to follow up with what I predicted before.
This isn't capable of 4K. We don't have the sensor for it.
Uh-huh.
All right. For that matter, take your DSLR and say, all right, I'm going to do 4K on that.
Well, I
it can't be done. It's different technology.
Okay.
All right. For that matter, take your standard definition and make it do HD. Mm-hmm. Do you have one of those TVs? Can you do that? No, it can't be done. It's not like you're... Oh, no. I'm giving you...
Hey, quit squashing his dreams.
I'm going into the lens wipe now.
No, we can never give Joe
I'm
a
giving
week
you
off again.
Crickets. I'm giving you rubbish. I'm giving you...
Sweet Clyde. Laugh derisively at him.
I had to go into the lens wipe file for that. The lens wipe. Tiny Shutter and Lens Wipe were never to meet again. And look what you did. Look what you made me do.
Boo! Yeah. We'll see.
Pinkie Pie, give me a spig take.
Hold on a second!
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
You're wrong.
All right. Well, is that it for iPhone?
Yes.
We're done. We're okay. Done. The show's done.
No, we still have post pick of the week.
Do we?
Yeah, it's your turn.
It's your turn, by the way.
Oh, is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Dang it.
It's been my turn for like 12 weeks now.
All right, go.
Oh, by the way, before we go in, I'm ending my tirade. For until July 6th, Tiffin, for the iOS devices, that's your iPhone and iPad, Tiffin FX and FX Ultra are free for now.
Oh, my goodness. You should totally, totally get them. Those apps are awesome.
Yep. So for the 4th of July weekend, you can pick that up and definitely get it for free. That is tangible, not like 4K on your current iOS device. So there.
It's just a firmware update, Mark.
I was going to say, is it tangible?
I don't know if it's for Canada too. The news came from Tiffin themselves on their Instagram account. So if they're saying it on Instagram, then it's got to be true for across the board.
I think in Canada they have to pay double.
Oh, well, there you go.
Or it's just James that has to pay double.
For a limited time, pay twice the amount.
Somebody actually did that as an April Fool's joke.
Oh, no.
Cards Against Humanity did it for Christmas.
Did they?
I think so. Nice. They did it for something. They charged double, and they actually had more orders that one day.
Nice.
Than they normally did.
I mean, if it's going to a good cause, then.
I mean, last year for Christmas, their big sell was you bought a box of shit, literally. They sent you a box with a piece of shit in it.
How do you get all that shit?
Cows.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. I don't know. Cow poop is good for fertilizer.
It's good stuff.
Dave in the chat room said Brian Brushwood did it. Brian Brushwood did it on Scam Stuff. Yes, that's what I was remembering. Thank you. Good stuff. All right, post pick of the week. Let's, Joe, why are you delaying everything?
You know.
Post pick of the week.
4K video.
Boo! Yeah.
I have to add that. That's my nail in the coffin right there.
All right. Okay. So one of the things that we want to mention is that with Instagram's changes, you can now click onto our hashtag and it'll show you the most popular, is it most popular images? And then
I think it's the ones that are, have the most activity. Posts.
Yeah, top posts probably within the last week or two. And then it moves down to the most recents. And one of the things you can do is you used to either choose the scrolling method or you had to just click on the images that you wanted to see. Well, now you can click on it and then scroll. So that's a good feature. But the post pick of the week that I've chosen is actually McSnappy. And if you scroll down, you'll see a two-lane highway with a double yellow line and lots of blue sky and clouds. And it just makes me think of being out there on the road and getting away. I like to get away in my Jeep and relax that way, just, you know, taking a drive. So that's why I chose McSnappy's image. Do you guys find it?
Yes, it's really
cool. The second one in his feed?
Yep.
Oh,
cool. Yep, that's it.
Actually, the third photo is pretty badass, too.
Yeah, he does a really good job.
It's essentially the same thing except without the road.
Yep.
But the clouds are pretty intense. That's a really good job.
I want to say he probably used the HDR and then kicked up the saturation to really make that sky kick.
I'm going to disagree with you just for shits and giggles and say that he brought it into Snapseed and just used the drama filter. And then adjust it accordingly.
His fourth picture in his feed is cool. It was shot with a drone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's really up there. Right on. Yeah, so definitely check him out. McSnappy on Instagram.
Yeah, the first one in there is with the drone also. And that's video.
Oh.
All right. If you want to be featured as post pick of the week, go on to Instagram and upload your photos and use the hashtag Tiny Shutter, and you will join the umpteenth millionth photo in there. And every week we go through and we take turns picking, but we can only pick one. But we go and find one that we like, and it is used for our album art and also to showcase what you guys have done and give you guys props. So go ahead and do that. All right. Well, you guys, do you have anything else?
I would like to say that the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus cannot do 4K video. It is just not possible.
You have no faith.
I have none whatsoever in the fact that the iPhones can do 4K video. I am willing to bet money on this.
I hope Apple hears this and proves you wrong.
I would like to see them try.
It's all in the algorithms.
I'm sure it is.
That's right. It's just one little piece of code that they have to do, and boom, it's unlocked.
Right. One piece of code.
It's all based on 2 plus 2 equaling 5.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be for sufficiently large values of two, though.
That's why they brought out Common Core.
Oh. You son of a bitch.
Sorry. I don't know what was in me.
Awesome. All right, you guys. Let's tell everybody where they can find you, and we'll go ahead and wrap this thing up.
I think after today, everyone wants to know where they could avoid you.
Yeah.
This is what you're not supposed to do.
All right. Shannon, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
You can find me on Instagram at ShannonGuyPhoto.
Awesome. And Matt?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at MHoffmanPhoto.
Cool. Mark, go ahead and tell everybody why 4K will not happen on the 6 and the 6 Plus.
I thought I already explained it, dude.
Okay, good. Now anyway, tell everybody where they can find you.
I am That Polish Photographer on Instagram, and I am mostly Marcus on Twitter.
And I am Joseph Ferreira on Instagram, and you can find the show at tinyshutter.com, and there you will find links to our live show. If you want to hear us live and hear all the shenanigans that happen, feel free to go there, and you will join the chat room and be crazy and hear all the fun stuff that we do before and after the show. And if there's things that we do mention on the show, you can go to the show episode post and find links to specific apps or other products that are related to the iPhone. All right.
And check out Tiny Shutter TV on YouTube.
Yes. And go to Facebook and find us there. So tinyshutter.com will have everything that you will need to find us. And join our community. And you can make fun of me about 4K video too.
Yes. Yes, we will.
All right, Mark. Why don't you lead us out of here?
All righty. I'll do it properly this time. I have it color-coded.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
So everybody enjoy your 4th of July weekend. If you're not in the United States, just shoot some fireworks and pretend you're independent or something. I don't know. Whatever your constitution allows. So cheers.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
There we go.
Cool.